This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So we're having the conversation. I've done the talking for 40 minutes about why I just think, I get that benching Deshaun, cutting Deshaun, moving on from Deshaun is the easy answer. But I think the Browns have a little too often gone into escapism or, I don't want to say cronyism, basically playing the blame game. And I think if you go back, you know, Baker was the fall guy for 2021. And he was an easy fall guy because he was irascible. And because he didn't play the game with the media the way that they wanted him to play. And he also was the guy making a decision that I don't know that they wanted, which was to play through the injury. Now, I would have said a strong head coach would have sat his ass down, but Kevin Stefanski didn't feel like that was his decision. I digress. 2022, the fall guy for the 7-win season, despite the fact there were 11 games of Jacoby Brissett, 6 games of Deshaun, and an offseason dealing with the biggest distraction in franchise history, it was Joe Woods. And by the way, each one of these guys, maybe it was their time, but there was a specific emphasis of, well, that guy was the problem, move on from him. This last offseason, it was Alex Van Pelt. And so that doesn't mean, by the way, that these were bad decisions. But just because people can easily explain a decision doesn't mean that this organization still might be comfortable with finding in a reason, not an excuse, to pin more blame on somebody. And when we start talking about deflecting blame, that's an absence of leadership. And here's the thing. I know I went hard at Kevin Stefanski yesterday. I got more things to say about Kevin, and this is less about, I don't think Kevin's a good coach. But, and it's a little bit more about, what else do I need to see from you? Because through 2 seasons, okay, this has been good. It's been as good as it's been, by the way. You got a playoff win, 2 playoff appearances, you know, your 2 worst seasons as 7-win seasons and 8-win season, even though there were expectations those years. Let's be frank, your bottom here was still much better than your previous high most seasons in the previous 20 years. But the bar has changed with Kevin. And the level of critique with Kevin should change. Because you and I still, if we're being real honest, just because he's won 2 Coach of the Years, just because he's won a playoff game, just because you've had 2 seasons where I believe you've won 22 games and had playoff berths, that doesn't mean he's going to win you a Super Bowl. And if every time we look at the quarterback through the lens of, can I win 11 games, can I win a Super Bowl with this guy, no one is immune from that in this organization. So even though Kevin got the extension, even though Andrew Berry got the extension, you never stop evaluating the people. Do I feel more comfortable with them? Of course I do. It doesn't mean they're immune from criticism, especially when things are blatantly obvious. The Browns have failed Deshaun in certain ways. And Deshaun, in his own right, has failed the Browns. The easiest way isn't to subtract one of those. It's to figure out why everybody's failing each other, get on the same page, and go win some damn football games. At the end of the season, this conversation changes. But today, you bought each other to the dance. Might as well try and dance. Instead of being a wallflower and going, man, I don't know what's going on here. 216-474-0092. Or finger pointing. That annoys me more than anything. Let's go with Mike. Mike, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Respectfully, I disagree. I believe it is. It would be that easy to as easy as benching him or just looking forward to cutting ties with him altogether. I think the proof is in what, like, we are. These guys that are around him are good. Is a good team, solid. They proved that last year whenever we had a carousel after him. Things smoothed out, and that was even after we had a carousel of quarterbacks coming in and taking over the helm. You know, I think Stefanski's best coach games were with Flacco, who came off of a couch. You know, I believe in Myles Garrett. I believe in David Njoku, Amari Cooper, Joe Batonio. These guys are good guys. All these guys, Denzel Ward. These are all pros. You know, we don't really need a quarterback that is going to be, I'll say, distracted. You know, he's emotionally compromised, I feel like, by a lot of things, and including the most recent allegation. Whether he's guilty or innocent of that allegation, me as a person, if I'm accused of anything like that, I'm going to be emotionally compromised. I'm not going to be able to have my mind on leading several million dollar group of individuals to against other individuals of said caliber. I was against the trade to begin with. I think I said that he hadn't played in 2 years, so basically we were given $230 million to a guy that would have to relearn how to be a quarterback in the NFL, and he has not. You know, a lot of these the reason why he's holding on to the ball so long is because he's not reading his next guy, you know, like you said, and it definitely doesn't help with the lineman being injured and stuff. But if you remember at the end of last year, our line was a mess at the end of last year, and we were still winning. And I think it is as easy as giving Winston. We have a guy that is, and he's, from what I hear, he is a good leader. You know, that was not an average quarterback play at the end of that game last week when Deshaun, you could see just before he reached to hand it off to Ford, he glitched up in his head. Like, you could see his body like glitching. All it is a handoff. So why glitch? Why do you got to think about it? And he glitched and he put it on his right shoulder pad, not in his breadbasket. I'm just being honest, you know.
Mike, we got to run, buddy, but I appreciate you and I appreciate your thoughts, okay?
Thanks.
Good man. Mike there giving us a thought. I disagree with a fair amount of what Mike said. I know that the most popular quarterback in any town is the backup quarterback when the starter's not playing well. Jameis is a backup for a reason. And listen, some of that is how teams feel about quarterbacks. But, you know, quarterback wins and losses, you can't always judge. Jameis has thrown for a lot of yardage. Jameis has thrown for a lot of touchdowns. His record is 12 games below 500. And I think there's a lot of people around football who don't think you can win with a quarterback that turn the ball over. The Joe Flacco thing, to me, guys, Joe Flacco perfectly fit the Kubiak offense. So just because Joe played well in an offense that fit him doesn't mean that means Deshaun. If Deshaun doesn't fit the Kubiak offense and that's all Kevin wants to run, then why did Kevin okay trading for him? Because that's the difficult question. The easy thing is, well, Deshaun doesn't fit the offense, so throw the quarterback out. But, okay, you knew what this guy had succeeded in. Elements of the New England offense, elements of spread concepts, and you've done none of that through 2 years.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So it's wild to hear people go, well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't like the new offense. Well, one, I don't think we've seen the new offense. Two, it's three games. I've got, and listen, Jacoby fits the under center game better than Deshaun does. Even Baker fits more of that. And by the way, they're running some things in Tampa that make Baker look like a much better quarterback that Kevin didn't run. And those are things Baker wanted to do that weren't part of what they were doing because it's not what Kevin wanted to do. So that doesn't mean Kevin's completely at fault, that there does seem to be some stubbornness or some over-reliance on whoobies and safety blankets as opposed to like just asking the question, what does this guy do well? What is this, the system that fits him and how do we do it? Real quick here because I want to get into another point here. Curtis, what you got for us, buddy?
Hey, Nick, man, how you doing?
Doing very well. What you got?
Well, I want to first ask you a question, who's selling who? I mean, if you're giving up 16 sacks in three games, you know, and you lead the league in drive passes, I think the Browns are selling Washington. What we just saw Sunday, we never saw before, a quarterback get sacked 8 times and still throw over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interception. We've never saw that before, Nick. I've been watching football 50 years, okay? So if they don't protect him, American Cavs, kind of said it. Yeah, he's probably going to get hurt. They got to do better. And he don't have the same offensive lineman Callahan and him had last year because those guys are hurt and he don't have any joke. Well, I understand that. But they got to do a better job of protecting this guy. The guy all wins more games than he loses every year. He's the best quarterback Cleveland has since I've been alive. If they don't protect this guy, they're in trouble.
Curtis, we appreciate you, buddy. I agree with the protection thing. People want to make, well, you had a worse offense. You also had an offensive line that had been here for 4 years, an offensive line coach. And that means scheme fits what they were asked to do. As part of the change of the offense, they did change what they're asking to do up front. And I don't think that's a problem. I think comfort is the problem. I think injuries are a problem. And I do think some of the coaching is a problem there. So I now to say he's the best quarterback that Curtis has seen. I've seen other quarterbacks. I will say that. I don't know. I can go all the way with that.